I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you.
I've been a roaming Juliet. My Romeos have been many, but now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on. Honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
If my baby don't come through,
yes. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account.
Listen, honey, I decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm
putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on.
That was Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong opening up 101.5 The Hawk's Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I'm glad to be back again for another week of comedy, music, and radio magic. Did you tune in to the Facebook Live as well last week? Before the variety show, we went live on video as a change of pace to see how the public would take to my face. Within a day, another lockdown had been announced. We chatted about the show and its future, and needless to say, if the people in TV land won't take me, then radio is stuck with me. We have a fun show for you tonight with a variety of musical artists, including Louis Armstrong, of course, Andy Williams, and Artie Shaw, as well as comedian Lavelle Crawford joining us. I am also presenting a sneak peek at my new and upcoming podcast, Encore, a spotlight presentation. With a tease at my first episode, an interview with another radio alumni, but I won't spoil too much. All that and more coming on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. First, here is Louis Armstrong with Fantastic, That's You, on 101.5 The Hawk.
Look at me, and then a song begins. Played on a million velvet violins. My head goes reeling, and around it spins. Fantastic, fantastic, that's you, yes. You whisper, darling, and before my eyes, a blaze of fireworks light up the skies. My heart grows wings, then away it flies. Fantastic, fantastic, that's you. You perform miracles whenever you're home. Tender warm miracles that makes me surrender dear, yes. And when you kiss me, heaven's open wide, and there you are inviting me inside. No wonder angels that have starry eyes. Fantastic, fantastic, that's you. Kiss me, heaven opens wide, and there you are inviting me inside. The wonder angel that I've starry eyed. Fantastic, fantastic, that's you.
101.5 The Hawk. Did you enjoy that? I did. I found something this past week that I thought was exciting and fresh. A song based on an interview. Yes, one quick lad went out and created a song inspired by and using elements from an interview with Duke Ellington. In the short snippet, Duke talks about his inspiration for his work. It came about as part of Ken Burns' miniseries Jazz, from 2001, a documentary series detailing the varying and vastly evolving landscape of jazz, using archival footage featuring many of the most notable jazz composers and musicians, such as Jerry Mulligan, Thelonious Monk, Coleman Hawkins, Billie Holiday, and, of course, Duke Ellington. And I suppose listening to this interview, someone just got inspired themselves and decided to compose a bit of music. But before we listen to the song, I'll play the bit of the interview that was the source of inspiration, and then we'll have a listen and listen to what we hear.
Where did you get your ideas from?
Your ideas? Oh, man, I got a million dreams. That's all I do is dream all the time.
I thought you played piano.
No, this is not piano. This is dreaming.
This clip is but a mere 59 seconds. I cannot help but be amazed. We are offered two voices, a few remarks, and an infinite stream of illustrious art. Duke Ellington is asked every artist's dreaded question of where do you get your ideas? The one they are most often asked and tend to like the least. Yet in the calm steadiness of his voice, the Duke assures us what he is about to tell us is the absolute truth, as if it were something, oh yes, my ideas, they come from dreams. However, the words are not what completely sell us on his idea. It is the action that follows. Duke has his answer to the question set up as a perfect paragraph in an essay. His point, by dreaming. His proof, the immediate, harmonious, satisfying improvisational piece, followed by the comment, "That's dreaming." It is as though, as soon as his fingers touch the ivories, a spout is opened, and released is the musical force that has been in captivity since he last played. Duke himself is a wonderful talent, there's no doubt about that. No song played the same twice. And in these 59 seconds, he manages to define not only himself, but the workmanship and the ethic that is behind every artist, and every person brave enough to put faith in themselves and their talents. Much like this vibrant beatmaster, Dan from Cheltenham, England, who made an entire song based around the 59 seconds interview we just heard. It uses the music, the voices, while growing it into something new. It does take a turn away from our usual jazz music here on the show, with a lo-fi hip-hop source, but the subject matter and the niceness of the music cannot be demeaned. So I'll be quiet now. Here is Dreaming, a Million Dreams remix on 101.5 The Hawk.
Where did you get your ideas from?
Ideas? Oh, man, I got a million dreams. That's dreaming.
Dreaming.
ideas from?
Your ideas? Oh, man, I got a million dreams. That's all I do is dream, dream, dream. That's dreaming.
A lovely piece that becomes empowered when you know the story behind an artist and his intentions. The song by Dan of Artless Venom on YouTube encapsulates the emotions, a dreamlike hazy field of notes glitter in the ears as the worn and experienced voice of the Duke tells you that this is dreaming. It nearly makes me want to curl up and go to bed and dream about worlds, the future, the past, and everything in between. But we have a show to continue, and continue it shall. I thought jazz to hip-hop, perhaps there are other examples of such crossbreeds in music. And lo, I did find Shoji Tabuchi, Japanese-American violinist, to play a medley of Stardust, the renowned Hoagy Carmichael composition, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, from his album Notes from Shoji. A blend of classical country fiddling with, in this case, a touch of jazz. You may wonder how country music ended up in Japan, but with Shoji Tabuchi it was natural. In college, he had won a national contest with his band called the Bluegrass Ramblers, and has since opened up his own theater where he performs his show twice a day in Branson, Missouri. With nearly 200 employees and 2,000 seats, it is one of the most elaborate theaters in the city. Without further ado, let us listen to how else jazz and an artist's unwavering, ambitious dreaming can be mastered. Shoji Tabuchi with Stardust, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes on 101.5 The Hawk's Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
Thank you.
tables are empty. The dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song. It's the 10th time you've heard it. Cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget him and the way that you love him. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. Nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget him. Soon you even stop trying. You walk the floor.
Tables are empty. The dance floor's deserted. And you play the same love song. Oh, yes. It's the 10th time you've heard it. Yes, man, it's the beginning. Just one of those clues. You've had your first lesson. Oh, yes. And learning the blues. Man, the cigarettes that you light. Oh, yes. One after another. Telling me, brother. Won't help you to forget her. Oh, no. And the way that you love her, you only burning a torch that you can't lose. Yeah, but you're on the right tracks, brother, for learning the blues. Take that right out. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. But when you're out in the crowd, the blues will haunt your memories. The nights when you don't sleep. Yes. The whole night you crying, but you can't forget her. Yes. Soon you even stop trying. Man, you walk the floor and where I brother. That's when you're learning the blues. Yes, when you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. Yes. And when you're out in the crowd, the blues will haunt your memories. The nights when you don't sleep. But you can't forget her.
Soon you even stop trying.
Yes, man, you'll walk the floor. That's when it's rough. And wear out that last pair of treaders.
When you feel your heart break.
One on 1.5 The Hawk, this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and that was Learning the Blues by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong from Ella and Louie Again, featuring Oscar Peterson Trio as musical backdrop. That's just to prove we only have the best music here on the show. So take that! Up next, I have a sneak peek at the first episode of my new podcast, Encore, a spotlight presentation, which will be hitting all the major podcast platforms very soon. An interview with Glenn Woodcock, a fellow jazz connoisseur much like you and I. He has been hosting the Big Bands with Glenn Woodcock on Jazz FM, the station based out of Toronto that broadcasts globally and has listeners everywhere, for nearly 45 years. It was a pleasure to chat with him and the other guests about their experiences and their thoughts of their industry. In this segment, I just discuss his show and you get to know him. Here are just some of his pros. I want to talk first about your show, the Big Band Show with Glenn Woodcock, of course, on Jazz FM. And you've been doing that for over 45 years, is that? That's right.
45 years. 45 this September.
Okay, wow. Well, congratulations. Has it always been the same? Has it changed in terms of the show?
Used to be 3 hours.
Okay.
Used to be on Saturday nights from 10 till 1 in the morning. And then it was moved to Sunday nights when we went all jazz 20 years ago. Originally, it was 3 hours from 7 till 10. And I asked for 2 more hours and got it.
Oh, wow. Has jazz always been a big thing for you?
Well, I can't say always. Since I was a teenager, yes.
And I guess it's just continued 45 years later.
Yes, it has. I like all kinds of music, except some of today's more modern sounds. I guess I'm a bit of a traditionalist. I like traditional rock and roll. I like the classics,
and of
course jazz, and especially big bands. I started buying big band recordings when I was 16, probably, maybe 17.
What's it like been watching the big band and jazz scene change since from when you've started to today?
I don't think there have ever been more big bands, especially in Canada, than there are right now. I have a friend, Jim John, who is the leader of Swing Shift Big Band, and he keeps a running count of such things and tells me that there are now something like 40 bands in the GTA.
And that's probably an all-time high, right?
Oh, it would be, yes. A lot of them are just rehearsal bands, just musicians who like to get together and play big band music. But there's nothing like being on stage with the power of a big band. It's just amazing, truly.
That raw energy of it just happening.
Well, yeah.
And that's kind of the magic of jazz, right? I find, too, as a jazz fan, it has a very certain kind of force behind it.
It can have, yes. There's some really wonderful new recordings being made by jazz people, a lot of them Canadians, we're so lucky in this country to have such a wealth of talent and so many schools just, you know, continually pumping out more and more jazz musicians. I was on a cruise, oh, let's say 15 years ago on the Queen Elizabeth before they took her out of service and put in the Queen Mary. And we had six different bands on a transatlantic cruise. They had like a roundtable discussion one afternoon in the theater of the QE2, and the band leaders answered questions from the audience. And I remember one guy got up and said, you know, where do you find today's musicians for your band? Because they're just not as good as they used to be back in the day. The band leader said, I beg to differ. The kids coming out of colleges and universities today can play more than I could. The musicianship is just wonderful. The educations are terrific. But they're being taught by some of the very best people, too.
Well, I think it's great, too, because the kids today and everyone coming up today can look back at all the great music that's already been made 100 years or so ago.
Well, yes, it does go back now about 100 years.
On your show, what's it been like getting the chance to bring attention to Canadian jazz musicians?
Well, it's a real privilege. I've always said that it is a privilege for me to be able to inflict my musical tastes on the public for 5 hours every Sunday night. Back when I started in 1976, I've said this a number of times too, it was hard to find Canadian music. There had been Canadian bands. A lot of them had never recorded. Some of the most famous bands had never made a studio recording. There wasn't really a recording industry in this country until the CRTC announced the Canadian content regulations. And that really, really spurred it. And now, you know, we've got famous Canadian musicians in all genres. Couldn't really play a lot of Canadian music back then. And gradually, over the years, LPs were very expensive to make. CDs changed everything. Yeah. They are so cheap to make. They even allowed me to have my own little record label for a while. And I produced records of vintage Canadian bands, all of it broadcast material. Because, as I said, there wasn't a recording industry. And now, I mean, I could fill a show with Canadian bands. No trouble at all. A couple of years ago, instead of my annual all-Canadian July 1st show, I made it all-Canadian the entire month of July.
Oh, wow.
I can do a show without repeating a band.
That's impressive, yeah.
It is. Part of that is because CDs are so economical to make compared to pressing a record.
Right.
Especially in the Toronto area. I think that there is an equation between the fact that we are 24 hours jazz a day for the last 20 years and the fact that the jazz community in the GTA, well, maybe even the HTA, is so vibrant. There are just so many bands, so many, not just, you know, big bands, but just so many jazz musicians and jazz singers. The two feed off each other.
That was Glenn Woodcock chatting about his experiences working in radio for some of the past 45 years. It was a pleasure to interview him, and I thank him for doing so. And if you enjoyed that, be sure to stay tuned. Check out the social media, Johnny.Athens on Instagram, Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. And of course, I'll let you know on this show, the new podcast will be coming out next Monday. That is April 12th. On all the platforms, Spotify, SoundCloud, and wherever else. Up next, we have Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra with the Grammy Hall of Fame hit, Brazil, featuring Bob Eberle and Helen O'Connell from 1942. Here is Jimmy Dorsey with Brazil on 101.5 The Hawk.
Brazil, beneath an amber moon, and softly murmured, someday soon we kissed and clung together then. Tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away, still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of. I will to old Brazil.
101.5 The Hawk, that was Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra with Brazil, followed by Artie Shaw and his band with Yesterdays. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and after trial and tribulation, interviews and musical musings, chit-chat and more, I reward you with the ageless comedy of Lavelle Crawford, his slick style combing over childhood and motherly love. A rompous time is always followed. Here is Lavelle Crawford on 101.5 The Hawk.
I love Montreal. It's a beautiful state and it's a good food state. I love the food up here, man. I had some poutine. I didn't even know what it was at first. I was like, what is poutine? He said, you want some? I was like, maybe. And come to find out, it's gravy over French fries with some cheese. Oh, my God. You know how long I dreamed of putting gravy on French fries and then cheese? Oh, but poutine don't come out easy. I was poutining all day. My mom wanted to come, you know, but she's a mom, and I'm a mama's boy, and she always got those threats. I don't know, all the mamas in the house always got these threats. You know, these threats they don't never do. They don't make no sense. Like, keep on running your mouth, and I'm going to rip your lips off your face. You're like, when did you ever do that? Say one more thing to me, I'm gonna rip your arm off, beat you to death with it, and sew it back on. You don't have the medical capability to do such a thing. All right, boy, say one more thing to me, and I'm gonna rip all the skin off your back, rub sugar and salt in your back, bake you for 2 hours, and sell you as a honey-baked ham. I'm like, lady, you crazy. Call me crazy one more time. Me crazy one more time, and I'm gonna kick ass into your throat. Who have you ever done that to? Here come my sister. Oh, you don't want none of that. My food ain't taste the same since. And my mom, she, you know, I grew up in the 70s. That's old school, you know, back when, you know, before you needed Amber Alert. You wasn't getting, you know, Amber Alert, you know, you get abducted, they put your name up in lights. That wasn't going on when I was growing up. She gave me some vital information. She said, when you get off that bus at 4:30, I want you in that house, and I mean in that house, and I want you to lock that door. Don't you let nobody in that house till I get off work at 9 o'clock tonight. You got it? I'm like, I got it. Don't let nobody in the house till you get off work at 9 o'clock tonight. I got it. And when my mama say something, she meant it. And I get in that house and I lock the door like Fort Knox. Man, like it's a vault. Go give me some chocolate milk and be watching my favorite cartoon, Thundercats. Thunder, thunder, Thundercats. Oh! I'll be drinking my chocolate milk. It's the greatest episode I ever seen in my life. And then all of a sudden the doorbell ring, ding dong. I'm like, who could that be? I go to the door, who is it? Baby, it's your grandmama. Open the door and let grandmama in. I'm like, sorry, grandma. Mama said not to let nobody in the house. She meant nobody's house till she get off work at 9 o'clock at night. Baby, this your grandma. Now, I only got 2 buses to come over and see you. You can let grandmama in the house. I said, I love you too, grandma. But mama said not to let nobody in this house. And she meant nobody's house till she get off work at 9 o'clock at night. You welcome to sit on the porch? Are you welcome to catch both them buses back to your house? But could you please excuse me? I got to get back to my Thundercats and my chocolate milk. I go back and sit down. Bing bong. What does she want now? I come back to the door. Who is it? Boy, this your daddy. Open this damn door and let me and your grandmama in the house right now. You got her out here sitting on this porch. You open this door right now. Sorry, daddy. Mama said not to let nobody in the house. She meant nobody in the house until she get off work at 9 o'clock tonight. Boy, you know I live there. Apparently not. You don't have a key. I'm going to whoop your chunky ass when I get in that house. Well, that'll be around 9 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. man. And you know, and you know, and my, if Amber Alert was going on when I was growing up, my mother would use it as a scare tactic. She'd be like, "See them kids' names and lights, huh? You see them kids' names and lights? Keep messing up, and y'all names gonna be in lights. But guess what? I ain't looking for none of y'all." I'm like, that's why I wish I had a white mama. White mama look for their kids. They be out there with the bloodhounds. Carol Ann, say something, honey. Roof. Carol Ann, say something, please. Roof. Make a bird noise. She loves birds. Not my mama. My mama, she'll make you so scared you don't even want to come out the wood. She like, "Now, we've been calling your name for about 30, 40 minutes. You've been out in these damn woods. We got these bloodhounds out here. We got the police and the news out here making me look like an unfit mother. Let me tell you something. You better be dead." "Because when you come out in the woods, I'm going to kill your ass. Now, I'm going to count to three. If you ain't out of the woods at the count of three, you live here. One." "There he is. Let's go." You know, because black mamas real, you know, they don't play. They don't play. But all mamas get tired. Because when white mamas get fed up, oh, y'all get fed up. He like, "I've had it up to here. I'm sick of your insubordination. You don't stay in time out. You don't eat your vegetables. You know what? I got an idea. You know what? I got an idea. Everybody, get in the car. We finna go for a ride down by the lake." And the kids be like, "Yay! We going for a ride down by the lake. Down by the lake." But my mama might not ever take us for a ride down by the lake. But she'll read that in the paper, and she'll use it as a scare tactic. She'll be like, "Ooh-wee, that mama got tired of them damn kids and took their ass for a ride down by the lake. Let me tell y'all something. Keep messing up, and I'm going to take y'all ass for a ride down by the lake." I'd be in the background talking about, "First of all, you got to get a car. Because I don't think the bus driver going to let you take everybody on the bus for a ride down by the lake." I've been Lavelle Crawford. Thanks a lot.
Hold your hats. The roof is about to tumble in. Holy cats. The walls and floors are crumbling. Hells are popping. Hells are popping. Whoop-de-doo. Me, oh my, it's gonna be uproarious. We'll fly high. Tonight we'll be notorious. Hells are popping. Hells are popping. Hells are popping. You invited to the party too. Better look out. Ain't no cookout. We playing this one by ear. We turn a book out. It's a bash. Signs are unmistakable. What a smash. We're breaking all that's breakable. There's no stopping. Hells are popping. Why not dropping? We won't stop until night is through. Than a fool on fire. Raise your glass. The party will be riotous. What a guess. The cops will never quiet us. There's no topping, heads are popping, heads are popping, we'll be heads are popping till the night is
through. 101.5 The Hawk, that was Hells a Poppin' by Louis Armstrong, following Lavelle Crawford there. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another week of the Johnny Athens Variety Show, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's program. I want to give a special thanks to Marie Cassidy, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Shoji Tabuchi, Duke Ellington, Artie Shaw, Glenn Woodcock, and Jimmy Dorsey. They all made parts of tonight's program possible, and we thank them. And I thank you as well for listening. I hope you do stay in touch on the social medias, Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. Lots of new stuff is happening, exciting stuff for the program. And as I mentioned on my little live stream, if you have any requests for music, if you want to be on the program, perhaps you have a story to tell or you've got something in your heart that needs to be sung, then let me know, reach out, and we'll try and get you on the program. You can always shoot us an email or a DM, all the information there on our social media. But until then, take care, bye-bye. To close out the show, we have Andy Williams with It Might As Well Be Spring, here on 101.5 The Hawk.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin.
IOI
101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
Howdy,
be hump day. Are you ready to have your genitals rocked off by Hamiltopia?
Hope you're wearing protection.
Prophylactics.
Don't want any accidents. Or maybe we do want to have accidents.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Yeah, let's start brewing those Hamiltopia babies.
Let's start a brood.
We need them. Maybe they'll send us an email.
Let's start a brood.
Nice. Yeah, we got to start our little commune. Start them young.
We're here to indoctrinate your children with weird music.
This is an all-ages show, folks. Parental guidance is not recommended.
Today's Wednesday, April 7th, which means that it's Hamiltopia time.
Yes, it is.
Today's our 47th episode.
Holy.
We're just marching toward eternity.
To the beat of our own dung.
April 5th, 2 days ago, is the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death.
Ooh.
So I think he was... I think he was maybe discovered on April 7th.
Oh, wow.
2 days later. 1994, so that's hard to do the math. Almost 30 years ago. 27 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So he's been dead as long as he was alive.
Wow.
That's heavy.
That's kind of wild.
A palindrome of life.
Yeah.